More than 11,000 Hollywood screenwriters are going on strike. The Writers Guild of America did not agree to a deal with studios and streaming companies. The Guild says Hollywood studios are underpaying writers in the streaming age and are not providing enough training and opportunities for young writers. This is the first writer strike since 2007, when a work stoppage lasted 3 months. NPR's Linda Holmes is following this. She is pop culture correspondent and hosts the Pop Culture Happy Hour. Hey, Linda.
Hi, Scott.
So help us understand the situation for screenwriters now. What are the challenges that they want to, in their view, fix?
Yeah, well, you know, everybody knows that television has changed. Shorter seasons, different platforms distributed in different ways. And that requires, the writers are arguing, a different set of protections for them to ensure some kind of economic stability. And they also maintain that the studios are sort of using some of these structural changes to pay less and less to writers for work that creates the same or even more value. When it was broadcast television, you know, you'd get paid when your episode aired, then you'd get paid when it repeated, you'd get paid when it aired in syndication. Obviously, streaming has kind of upended all of that. But the shift to streaming isn't just the streaming itself, it's also the kinds of television that streaming services and studios now are making. So they're making 12 or 10 or 6 episodes at a time instead of 22. And obviously, if you're being paid by the episode, that's much less money, even if making those 12 or 10 or 6 episodes takes just as long. So they're structuring writers' jobs differently as a result. And the WGA has argued this is basically trying to make writing into a kind of a gig economy where you're sort of scrambling from one assignment to another in a way that doesn't let them develop a kind of a stable career that can support a household.
Mm. So the WGA, the Writers Guild members, are going on strike. What might the impacts be for the rest of us? I've read that for viewers, the first impact might be what we see on late night TV.
Yeah, you'll see it in late night pretty quickly. You'll see it on soap operas pretty quickly because those things have a quicker turnaround of scripts. Whereas, you know, a broadcast season will write ahead enough that, you know, you're not going to see it like next week on SVU or something like that. But eventually you will, right? And I think nobody really knows exactly what the percentages are going to be of how much, like, Netflix shows, for example, are already done. It will take a while. And then again, with films, same thing. It'll take a while. Films have a certain length of, you know, lead time. So if you think of it as a viewer, as like, this affects me when my shows aren't on, then it probably will take a while.
Mm-hmm. The Writers Guild is arguing that if there aren't enough opportunities, there isn't enough diversity in the writing jobs, that it is leading to or could lead to, you know, shows that kind of look the same or homogeneous. Is there a counter argument that, boy, a whole lot of us are watching television right now? There must be something good happening.
Yes, there's an argument that there's a lot of good television out there. But I think the writers are arguing that good television is being made essentially in an exploitive model. Any profession that makes itself economically untenable to train in tends to hurt its efforts at diversity, at interesting projects, at fresh voices. It's important, I think, to support a range of voices because you don't want it to get to the point where everything that's interesting or fresh or whatever is getting shrunk down and cramped and, you know, reboots and sequels. And obviously the writers are worrying about AI as well. So, you know, I feel like a healthy industry will bring everybody better and more enriching TV and film.
Yeah. And just briefly, what are the main things the studios are arguing?
My understanding is the studios are basically saying, we just want to make small increases to the contracts that already exist. According to the writers, the studios have essentially completely refused to discuss any of the structural things, lengths of seasons, how shows are staffed. They just want to kind of tweak the levels and amounts, and that's not going to get at what the writers' concerns are at all. So I think they're very far apart right now because I think the studios came out with, like, we're not discussing this. So it's going to be a while, I think.
NPR's Linda Holmes is pop culture correspondent, and she hosts NPR's Pop Culture Happy Hour. Linda, thanks so much.
Thank you, Scott.